Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted and cheered in these evil and perilous times. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. The following is entitled, Once, with a big, here we go, Once. The book of Hebrews demonstrates the superiority of the Lord Jesus Christ over the Old Covenant. In fact, Hebrews makes it very clear that the Old Covenant has been done away. Because of the sufficiency and finality of Christ's sacrifice, the Old Testament priesthood has been abolished. When we comprehend the teachings of Hebrews, we realize, among other things, that there can be no priesthood in existence today which is qualified to make sacrifices for sin. Why not? Simply because there is no need for one. Those such as the Roman communion who claim, erroneously, to be able to offer sin-forgiving sacrifices declare themselves and their followers separate from the New Covenant. Why? Because in the New Covenant there is but one priest who has offered himself once for sin. Christ Jesus is that priest, and His work of dealing with our sins is finished. Let's look at this more closely and consider four instances in the book of Hebrews where the word once is applied to Christ and the finished work. He offered Himself once, Hebrews 7:26 through 27. He entered in once into the holy place, Hebrews 9:12. He appeared once in the end of the world to put away sin, Hebrews 9:26. He was once offered to bear the sins of many, again, Hebrews 9:26. Now let's read Hebrews 7:26 through 27. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. He offered himself. How many times did he offer himself? Once. And who was this who offered himself once? He was God, clothed with a human body. No wonder, then, he only had to offer himself once. God didn't send a mighty angel to save us. God didn't send a mighty army to rescue us. God didn't send a mighty man to speak for us. He came himself. But why did he come to offer himself? He did so because of our sin. Sin cannot be tolerated by a just and holy God, because sin is contrary to his perfect sinless nature. Sin had caused a fatal separation between God and man. Man's rebellion required propitiation, atonement, reconciliation, and payment. So, God came as one of us and offered Himself. How many times did He do this? He did this once. This is what we celebrate at the communion table. The bread and the wine represent His body and blood given as payment for our sins. When we come to the table, we come not to sacrifice Him again for our sins, but to remember Him and what He has already done about our sins. Jesus offered himself. No Old Testament priest could ever have, even for a moment, thought of doing that. The Old Testament priest knew he was a sinner, and he, as such, needed an offering to be made for his own sins. He would never have thought of making himself the actual offering. It was an impossibility for the Old Testament priests to offer themselves up to God for the sins of the people. They could not even atone for their own sins, much less for those of the people. But Jesus Christ offered himself and did it once. This is a magnificent arrangement. Jesus, who is our one true mediator, reconciled us to God by the sacrifice of himself. Indeed, so immense was this sacrifice that it is sufficient for eternity. What need then do we have for Christ to be offered again and again, as the Roman communion teaches? He offered himself once, and that's the gospel truth. And that was from preacher Miles McKee. In respect to God, the death of Christ was justice and mercy. In respect to this world, the death of Christ was murder and cruelty. In respect to himself, the death of Christ was obedience and humility. In respect to his elect, the death of Christ was wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And please note that you can read more about those four critical words, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, in 1 Corinthians and the latter part of chapter 1. And that message was from old-timer John Flavel. A good way to spend our time. In a reading from Isaiah 46, 9-13. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Yisrael, my glory. Passages of Scripture like this show us that God is in control of all time. He alone declares the end from the beginning because he has determined all time and times. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Please see Acts 17, 24-26, in Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1-8. As we experience the passage of time, let us always be aware that our times are in his hands, and our time on this earth has been determined and appointed by Almighty God. Let us therefore spend our time giving glory to God, as he has powerfully and graciously revealed himself to us, and the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord our righteousness. Thank God that in the fullness of time he sent forth his Son to be made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Please see Galatians 4:4-5. And at God's appointed time he revealed his Son in us, who are saved by his grace. Galatians 1:15-16. He who justified us by his grace upon the merits of Christ's blood and righteousness imputed, gave us life from Christ by the Holy Spirit and brought us to faith in him and repentance of dead works. Let's spend our time thanking him for his grace and mercy. That was from an unknown preacher of righteousness. As we begin this new year, let us be thankful for all the past blessings our sovereign Lord and Savior has freely given us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us remind ourselves that all good things and our protections from all bad things is due to the greatness and goodness of Christ, the Lord our righteousness. Salvation with all its blessings and all temporal blessings we enjoy here on earth have had nothing to do with what we deserve or have earned. For the people of God, it is all of grace. Let us remind ourselves also that our future is equally in His hands and not our own. Our lives, now and forever, are to be testimonies of His grace, love, and mercy towards us in Christ, and testimonies of our love and gratitude to Him for eternal life, which is secured for us in Christ. This is to be our attitude in every facet of our lives here on earth, whether on our jobs, in our earthly families, or in our church family. May the Lord our God bless us with all His goodness and truth as revealed in the glorious person and finished work of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray for one another that God will grant us growth in grace and in knowledge of Christ, and that He will cause us to be diligent and eager students of His word and good stewards of His grace. Let us pray for more opportunity to preach and witness the gospel to this lost world, including our earthly family members and neighbors, I would add, who do not know the truth of the gospel of God's grace in Christ. Let us pray for one another as the Apostle John prayed from 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And that great message was from preacher Bill Parker. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." And the Master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while He may be found, and seek Him while He is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken His sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tsidkenu. Bless the name, Baruch Hashem. Hallelujah. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com, and please indicate what country you are from, what life is like where you live, and I really look forward to writing you back. Again, the address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of glory is inbound for His afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, Maranatha!